Final hour of the program. Welcome back wherever you're listening, around Australia or around the world via our SEN app. The full-blown Festival of Bathurst is getting underway as we head towards Sunday's Repco Bathurst 1000. So let's hook straight into it and say good day to Davey Reynolds, who's on the line. Morning, David.
Hey, Matty. How you going?
Excellent. Thank you. I'm really pumped about the week ahead in particular and obviously Sunday. Where do we find you this morning?
I'm actually at a place called Young, I think I'm at. I'm Young at a coffee shop that's going to take away coffees before I continue my journey up to Bathurst.
Right, so the journey is underway, which you do sort of every year, don't you? I mean, it's a bit of a pilgrimage up there. When you're taking those big tours, do you have time to reflect on what you're going to do, what you want to achieve this weekend, or do you just switch off completely?
Oh, it's both, really. Like, you always, you know, it's funny. It's from Melbourne to Bathurst. It's almost 1,000 k's. So you do 1,000 k's driving there, then you race for 1,000 k's, and you drive 1,000 k's home. It's kind of strange. But you do have time to sort of think about, you know, how you're going to attack it, you know, memories. If it's wet, we'll do this. If it's going to dry, I'm in this situation, I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to break here and qualify, but in the race, I'm going to do this, or I'm trying to feel safe here. So, yeah, you kind of do think about it quite a bit. It's the only really time you actually have time to yourself on the road.
Well, and that's one of the keys, and you know better than anyone else, and we've spoken about this, Davey, haven't we? When you're the defending champion and when you go back up there, or when you're a past champion, you don't have to be a defending champ, and you won it in 2017, there's a lot more eyeballs on you, and there's a lot more people who want to talk to you and want to get your insights into it. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah. Obviously, 2017, we won it. And then 2018, you know, there was a lot of pressure on us to win. And we probably should have won. But I failed the longevity of the race. Because at the end of the day, normally we do sprint races of like 100 or 200 Ks. But this is the first time all year that we have like a really long race of 1,000 Ks that we have another driver to help us out. So, you know, there's the athlete aspect as well that everyone forgets, that it's a really long day. The concentration levels are huge. The physicality of it is ridiculous. You know, you lose, you know, up to 5, 6, 7 kilos of water throughout that day, depending on how hot it is. You know, there's a lot of factors you've got to take in. But this year, it's actually looking like it's going to be pretty much wet up until Sunday. And Sunday's looking like 19 or 20 degrees, which is really cold considering we're in December. Going to be racing in December for the first time at Bathurst, and normally it's in October and it's always quite warm, so I'm not sure what's going on with the weather, but it's not acting as normal.
What do you prefer up there, wet or dry?
I don't know, man. Obviously, when it's dry, it's probably a bit more predictable, and as a fan, I'd probably like to see it more wet races because it's way more crazy. I actually like the both. Like in 2017, it was wet, dry, and that was like a crazy race. I kind of like it a bit of everything, really, because, you know, the race goes for 7 hours and the weather does change quite a lot in that 7 hours, so, you know, anything can happen.
It's almost a bit of a trick question with that place because you're never going to get dry, and you're never going to get just wet. You're going to get a mixture thereof in between. So you're going to have to sort of cross the fence at some stage. This will be the first time, Davey, you'll be going up to Bathurst for the 1,000 as a complete family unit with your little man born earlier this year. So what's the scenario there?
I'm just going by myself. He's
right. So you're flying solo.
Yeah, I'm flying solo, yeah. You know, family are quite distracting at times, even though you love them and you do. Well, I was thinking about this on the way up here. Your life doesn't start until you have kids, I reckon. That's what I've sort of figured out. Ever since I've had my little baby boy, it's just been the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I wish I did it 10 years ago, but I had no one to do it with 10 years ago. The hardest part is finding someone to do it with.
Exactly. And I guess the hard thing for you is leaving them behind. But at the end of the day, you know, you almost end up in close quarters, whether you're staying in a caravan, whether you're staying in a motel, life goes on. And the one thing you know better than anyone is you need your rest up there, don't you? You've actually got to have your downtime.
Yeah, 100%. Well, that's probably what ruined our race in 2018. Like, I was just worked to the bone in the weeks leading up to it, or the week leading up to it. And then, obviously, the stress from the race is large enough, and then I wasn't sleeping properly and had all these, like, extra thoughts you normally don't have. And, you know, before the main race, I probably slept, I don't know, 4 hours over the last, you know, 3 nights. And, you know, I just had an endpoint where, you know, my body or my brain couldn't take it anymore. It started shutting parts of my body down. And, you know, the first go is your legs, and you kind of need them to push the pedals. And, yeah, unfortunately, that's just a part of the race, and that's just part of Bathurst.
Nothing's life. Nothing in life is easy, and nothing was too easy for you around the Sydney Motorsport Park extravaganza that went on for a month. How did you cope with all of that, having to bail out, having all those dramas around the vaccination and et cetera? How did you cope mentally with all of that?
Yeah, obviously I struggled very a lot at the start because everyone thought I did something horrifically wrong. But then it worked itself out that I didn't do anything wrong. It was just, you know, the rules change all the time, which everyone sort of understands. So I was just caught in the middle of it. But, mate, that's just the strange old coronavirus life we live. And, yeah, it was good to get back and do the last round. Because, you know, we had that wet session and my car's, I found out, I know my car's good in the wet, but I realised it was very good in the wet. So, you know, Bathurst, they're talking about being mostly wet up until the race day. So I'm looking forward to doing a couple of laps on the wet track because my car comes alive in the wet. We need to work on it on the dry because, you know, obviously its dry pace isn't the best, but... You know, hopefully we get some running in the dry. We can sort of start to work it out.
And, mate, just talk to my listeners finally about the role of the co-driver at Bathurst. So, Lukey Yulden yourself did it in 2017. You need a bit of yin and yang in the driver pairing, but you also need somebody who understands you and understands what you want out of the car. So give us an insight into how that little game plays out.
Yeah, so, it's the one race of the year. We share your solo, like when you drive a car, it's quite a, you know, loner type game, or what, because no one really else does it, and there's only one person that sits in your seat during the race, but this is the first time that you get to share that experience with someone, and generally it's someone you know really well, and, you know, it's a friend of yours. So, you know, Luke, he's the very calm, experienced one, and I'm a little bit younger than him, and a bit more crazy, so he's the yin to my yang. But his role is, you know, they've got to be as fast as they can with the experience and what they have, but, you know, they don't hang it off the fence. They don't take the unnecessary risk that the main driver does. So I'm classified as the main driver and he's classified as the co-driver. And the main driver tries to take all the risk, because at the end of the day, it's their championship or it's their car and team on the line. The co-driver's role is to supplement that role and to play a sort of, you know, backing up driver. But, you know, they're seen as the afternoon shifters. They come and just do the afternoon shift, keep everything straight, don't stuff up massively, and you know, bring the car home. But they also play a massive role during practice because, you know, during practice, the main driver focuses on qualifying, the absolute one-lap speed, the most you can get out of the car. But the co-driver's role is concentrate on the longevity of the car, looking after its tyres, how the balance changes of the car over the stint, and they're responsible for that role. But, you know, the main driver's role is the opposite. So yeah, it's quite a unique team you sort of form and build for this one big race.
Just trying to imagine Davey being the yin to your yang. But Luke, look, he's done it. He's done it beautifully, and he's taken on the job again.
Funny you say that, because in my household, I'm the sane one and my missus is the crazy one. So, you know, it's funny how, you know, the team swings around depending on who you're around.
Yeah, yeah. What you don't know is that I've already lined up an interview with Tahan tomorrow, so we'll actually get the real side of it. I reckon you're halfway there. So looking at the map, I reckon you're about halfway there. If you're young, you just keep on sort of going northeast and eventually you'll bump yourself into Bathurst. So safe driving out there, mate. Have a great weekend. Thanks for giving us the insights.
No, thanks, Matty. Legend. See you soon. See you, bud.